heading into 2017, we're trying to make a lot of big changes. The state of New York wrestling as of January is going to be completely different, depending on the new rules in the New York State Athletic Commission. So we're going to have to roll with the punches with that. But come hell or high water, we will be back in 2017 and bigger and better than ever. This show is a showing of that change. This is a mark of change for our company. If you take a look at some of the members of the roster heading into the show, we will have new members of our roster. We are having talents making their in-ring debut. Ronnie Burton is a guy that has been getting a lot of buzz from people we've been talking to, and AJ Orsini, our matchmaker, actually spoke with Ronnie Burton, and he is a trainee of the Black and Brave School in Iowa. For those who don't know, that's Seth Rollins' school. So mm-hmm. This is a guy trained by a two-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion, a guy that's seen every single week on television. And he's one of the first, if not one of the early graduates from that school, and we are the home for his pro wrestling debut. And that's kind of a pretty cool feather in our cap to give opportunity. That's kind of the trend for our company, is giving people opportunity. And also, 2KW Pro 7 on October 22nd marks the debut in 2KW of Team Pazuzu. Team Pazuzu has been running down in many different iterations throughout the world of pro wrestling. You can see them in CZW, Beyond Wrestling. They've been all over the map, and on October 22nd, Jocka joins Team EYFBO to go up against the Zoltan of Chris Cage and Whiplash and the King of Kaiju Rays. And in an interesting stat, between Chris Cage, Mike Drastic, and Rays, they have been in every single main event of the first 7 2KW shows.
That's a cornerstone right there.
Yeah. And that's kind of a big deal for us to have those guys in there in the main event. Those are 5 of those 6 guys have been a part of this company from even before our first show in our current form in 2014. And to have that be the main event for our last show in the Bronx, at least in Darrow's Extreme Fitness, is kind of a big moment for us. And also, we're trying different things. We're approaching these shows with trying to integrate our audience into it a little bit more. We do a lot of fan outreach. If you follow us on Twitter or Instagram or on Facebook, we are very communicative with our audience. We try to talk to our fans as much as possible. And we've decided to do something new in terms of Facebook. Facebook today instituted a shop feature for a bunch of different fan pages and for a bunch of different like pages. We are one of those pages. So we decided today to put not only our tickets for 2KW Pro 7 on the Facebook page, along with our partners, Brown Paper Tickets, and you can get tickets as well at 2kwpro.com. But we have a special ticket offer that's only available on our Facebook page, and that is a ticket and a meal. So you get a hot dog and a drink for only $14. So I feel like that's a great option and a great offer. So you get food and a ticket for less than a tenth of what a Met ticket tomorrow night would cost.
So what was kind of like the reason, what's the reason why you guys are moving out of the Bronx after the show?
We feel like in a new year, there are going to be new opportunities, and we've been talking with different venues and different people about trying to make changes. We grew up in the Bronx. This company has grown from the Bronx and Darrow's Extreme Fitness, but we feel that while the building is great, we need a change. This company has been expanding and growing. Our profile is bigger than it's ever been, and to grow in 2017, we need to go to other places. We need to be more in the heart of the city and the New York wrestling scene. We are looking at other boroughs, other opportunities. It is our turn to try something different. It's our turn to come to a new borough and extend our brand. There's so much great pro wrestling in New York right now, but we are an alternative, and we want to go to fans and say, hey, you have more options. You have choice. And also, we want to go to bigger buildings. We want to draw bigger audiences. And the only way we can do that is by stepping out of Darrow's and going to new opportunities, whether they're in Manhattan or in Queens, maybe even my home borough and your home borough of Brooklyn. We have a lot of opportunities on the table, and that is something that we're looking forward to doing in the next few months.
Another way you build your fan base is by proving that you're talent can indeed go to the next level. And Sonny Kiss this past weekend was on Ring of Honor. How did that feel?
You know, Sonny is a guy that everybody loves. Every time I've been on a show with Sonny or seen Sonny at a show, he is instantly connected to his fans. So it was only a matter of time before one of the major companies picked him up, because after 2KW Pro 6, you had wrestlers like Jade talking about him on social media at a nearly constant clip, and people wanting to get him in Impact Wrestling. Ring of Honor snatched him up and gave him an opportunity, and that's something that Sonny deserves. And we're absurdly happy for Sonny, and we are absurdly happy to have Sonny on all of our events going forward. If he'll have us, we will certainly have him. And it's a great opportunity for our guys. Like, EYFBO are a member of the CZW roster, and that's a big feather in our cap. Those are guys that have been with us since day one, and guys that are quite possibly the best tag team in professional wrestling today. Ortiz and Drastic are possibly the standard bearers going forward for tag team wrestling. And to have them move forward in their careers and go for opportunities in CZW, where they should be in a Ring of Honor, they should be in Impact, they should be getting looked by WWE. And for us to have them, especially in our main event, is an absurdly joyous opportunity.
You were mentioning before tickets, you know, the food voucher, but I mean, you guys also have another pretty cool deal where you get a ticket and a t-shirt for $20. That's not really done anywhere. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh yeah. We believe in giving you the best value in pro wrestling. We know that there are a lot of options, especially in New York City, especially in the early stages of fall, during college football, pro football season, during the baseball playoffs, the NBA starting back up. Every major sport is in play during this time of the year. So why are we the option? Why are we going to have families spend their Saturday night with us instead of going to a game? Well, first and foremost, games are too damn expensive. And this is something I reiterate all the time, is that sporting events are too expensive. There's no quality option for a quality price. Our tickets are $12 online, $15 at the door. We give you 7 matches and almost 3 hours of entertainment. Our food prices are moderately priced, and our t-shirts cost $15. So we are giving you a big experience for an amazing price, because we know that if you have the option between paying for something great and paying for something greater, and you can afford to take your family there, then you're going to do it. We want to cater to people who are on a budget. We know that even though the economy is in an upturn, not everybody can afford WWE tickets. Not everybody can afford Nick tickets. I can't even afford Nick tickets. So if we give families an option for a Saturday night where they can spend less than $50 on 4 people to go to a show, we're going to provide it for them. And our ticket and a t-shirt option is $20. You get a general admission seat. All of our seats are general admission. There's not a bad seat in the house. And you get a free t-shirt. You get a t-shirt with your ticket for $20. If you bought it at the door, it's $30. So you're saving yourself $10 for getting a ticket and a t-shirt. T-shirts usually run $20 to $30. Sure. If you're at an independent show.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to provide that opportunity for people to wear our shirt and say, we are fans of 2KW, why are we going to take away the opportunity for somebody who only has $15 to buy a t-shirt? We're going to do that for you. We're going to give you the chance to buy a t-shirt at an affordable price.
Let's talk Ronnie Burton. The bar is set very high on this guy. Obviously, like you said, a Seth Rollins protege, so to speak. What can people expect from him in the ring? Like, what's his style like? Those promo pictures look amazing. He's got the guitar. He looks incredibly badass. great look, but in the ring, what can people expect from him?
Well, that is the unknown. This is his professional wrestling debut. So this is a guy with raw potential. This is a guy with a dynamic look coming out of training. And this is a guy who may have it all put together, but standing across the ring from him is a guy named Jay George. And I know local wrestling fans, if you've seen Jay George, you know he is what his nickname is. He is unpredictable. I have known Jay George for quite a while, and he is a guy that will bring the best to Ronnie Burton. And he will be a guy that will demand the best out of Ronnie Burton. So I think we're going to see a very driven young man, a very powerful and captivating young man. If you look at his presence and following on social media, he is growing by the day. And he is a guy that I have, the most response we've had so far outside of our regular talent has been Ronnie Burton. So I would expect from entrance to exit a guy that we will be talking about for a long time. And I've heard about what he wants to do for his entrance. I'm not going to spoil it here, but if you want to see something different and something pretty damn cool, go to 2kwpro.com or facebook.com/2kwpro and buy yourself a ticket and experience what Ronnie Burton's going to bring to the table that Saturday night in the Bronx.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the show?
Well, I look at it like this. The weekend of the 21st through the 23rd is a big weekend in New York wrestling. There are three shows going on that weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We are the Saturday show. Come on out. I know you're going to be tired from going to House of Glory. I'll be tired from coming from House of Glory. I'll be there. I'll be there with Cody Rhodes and Zack Sabre Jr. But if you want an alternative, if you want a nice little snack for your wrestling weekend, we are the opportunity for you. We are the alternative. We are giving you talent from some of the best people in the New York metropolitan area. You are seeing guys that rarely work against each other, rarely wrestle against each other, giving them the opportunity to try different things, to do different things, to be themselves, to find a different path and for them to develop themselves. Our shows are different. Our shows are dynamic. Our shows have a different feel. Wrestling in New York is greater than it's ever been. But if you want to take a chance and if you want to be a part of an experience, something that's growing, something that's fighting against the wave of everything going on in the world of pro wrestling, if you want something different, you come to 2KW. If you want to see a company with a different kind of feel, a company that tries their best to give you the best entertainment for under $20 that you can find anywhere in New York City, we are the company for you. We are the place where you can see a guy like John Davis, a former NWA World Tag Team Champion. You can see a guy like Jocko, one of the baddest men on the planet. You can see Rays, who's gone up against Matt Tremont, gone up against A.R. Fox. You can see some of the most outspoken people. If you've not seen Sir William Black speak, you pay your $12 and you hear him speak on that Saturday night. I myself will give possibly one of the most devastating dissertations in the history of professional wrestling that night. So I ask you to take a chance on something. Take a chance on local professional wrestling. I know that NXT is the hot thing right now. Everybody wants to be there. Hell, I want to be there. And you don't want to waste $12 on an indie show. But every time you invest in independent professional wrestling, every time you invest in a company that's trying to do something different, that is dedicated to this industry, you are saving so many opportunities. You are giving people jobs. You are creating the next generation for NXT. You are creating the next star from Monday Night Raw, Friday, Tuesday Night SmackDown Live. You are giving them the chance to be great. So take the chance, buy the ticket, take the ride with us. Embrace the alternative and join us on Saturday night.